Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, speaking quietly into the microphone as I am tired today. And today's episode is a bit reflective. I had something come up and I thought I'd share it with you because other people out there might be dealing with the same issue. Before we get into it, I just want to say that this week's sponsor is Make Money with eBooks, my course to help creativepreneurs become authors one book at a time. Make sure you grab Make Money with eBooks. A link will be in the show notes, as well as the Money on the Mountain retreat. If you're a financially single woman, grab your ticket now. The early bird tickets are currently on sale, but will end about the middle of July. So definitely get your early bird tickets. If you have questions about Money on the Mountain, make sure to email me as well. And that information is in the show notes. So today I wanted to briefly talk about the importance of systems. Now, initially this sounds kind of boring, like, yay, systems, how exciting, woohoo. But I'm actually talking about systems that you have in place to help ensure success in your life and that you're achieving the goals that you want to achieve for yourself. Recently, my mom actually kind of noticed that I was struggling. And it's funny because parents obviously can really tell when their kids aren't doing well, like when something's not right with you. And it was funny because I had been really frustrated for the past couple of years. And my mom kind of hit on something that I hadn't even considered being the actual issue. So I wanted to get into that. And it's been a frustrating couple of years because I've made progress, but not in the way that I imagined I would. And I have been sitting there like just looking at like, well, what is it that is impeding my progress both professionally and personally? Like, what is that one thing that I could be doing to make things kind of go a little better? And I figured it out based on a quick comment that my mom made, an observation and a piece of advice. And so I wanted to share that with you. So basically my mom was talking to me and she goes, you know, Michelle, I think that you should write down what you want every morning and every night. Like that every morning and every night, you should write down what's important to you and focus on that. And it was like a really quick piece of advice. But it was kind of based on an observation, I think, that she made, that I was frustrated with something. Like I just hadn't really said to her what was irritating me or frustrating me. And I started really thinking about it. First of all, I was kind of emotionally moved that she said that. I was like, oh, you know, and I don't think she had an idea that I was feeling kind of emotional about her saying this to me. And I was like, what is the difference between the years that I had a lot of success and the years that I didn't? And I figured it out, and it's something so ridiculously easy and simple to do that it actually blows my mind how important it is. And that is having systems in place. Each person's system is different. I'm going to share what mine is. And I would love to get some feedback on this. So basically, I've achieved some really cool things in my life. I've lived in Europe. I've traveled the world with an organization called Up With People. I used to audition for the Denver Nuggets dance squad and Denver Broncos cheerleading squad. I was in music video. I would like to be in another music video in the future. And the Miami Vice reboot. But anyway, I digress. I've written books. Like, I've done some pretty interesting things. But the weird thing about all of my achievements and almost all of the success that I've had is that I basically used the same process for all of them, like to kind of keep me on track and keep me focused on them and have the vision that I needed. And basically in my case, I used lists. Like, I love writing down a list of things that I need to do and crossing them off. I like to write them down on paper. It's a very simple thing, and just like tick it, tick, each thing off as I achieve them. And I realized that I used to do this daily. Like I used to revisit my list every single day. And then I would cross off whatever I did, or I kind of change something up or whatever. And probably for the past couple of years, I've really fallen out of the habit of using my list like on a daily basis. So I might have a list for the month, or I might have a list that I'm kind of referencing, but I'm not constantly checking in. And that is a problem for me. Now, the last time I had kind of someone bring something up like this, that, you know, you seem to be floundering in some aspects of what you're trying to do and some aspects of your life, they actually asked if I had adult ADD, like ADHD. And I was kind of like taken aback, but this person actually had been diagnosed with it and felt like they were observing some of the things that they struggled with in me. And they directed me to a podcast where there was like an assessment that you could take. And that assessment actually said that it was highly likely that I probably had ADD, ADHD. And it was very interesting to me because they also shared some coping mechanisms that people who find themselves dealing with this typically use to help them be successful. And weirdly enough, the list was a thing. Like they were like, you write your list, you work through your list. Now I have not been diagnosed. I have none of this. I took this test on this podcast, like website years ago that is run by a person who diagnoses people with ADHD and ADD. However, whatever is going on with me, I do know, no matter what, that I always do well when I have a list. And so that is something that I will be incorporating back into my daily life because it works so well for me. And I actually kind of realized that I missed them. So when I decided to quit my job, I would religiously write down what I needed to do, the tasks that needed to happen, just the things that I needed to stay focused on as I worked towards my vision. If lists don't work for you, you might be using Trello or Asana, or you might have a different system in place that helps to ensure your success. I would love to know what those systems are for you. This is a very quick episode, but I think it's important that to have this brief conversation because a lot of people may not realize that the reason why they're struggling may be literally something as simple as a system. So thank you so much for listening to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. Make sure you get your toolkit, the Do It Ugly Toolkit. If you're looking to start your first podcast, write your first book, create your course, launch an event, Do It Ugly. I created a toolkit on how to do these things without going broke. Make sure to access that in the show notes. Show notes can be accessed at michelleismoneyhungry.com/the importance of systems. Hope you're having a great day. Take care. And by the way, it has finally started to warm up in Denver. We were all losing our minds because it's a little hard being at the end of June and listening to winter weather reports. Yes, you heard me. We've been having winter weather reports. In fact, at the time of this recording, there is a road that is closed due to snowdrifts. Fortunately, that is in the mountains, but it was cold this weekend. It was a balmy 47 degrees. I'm pleased to report that we're now in the 80s. We're going to actually have our first 90 degree weather of the year by the end of this week. I'm going to be wearing my romper. That's all I got to say. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.